is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer, offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Welcome, everyone, to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, and each week I come to visit with you with great delight and wonderful joy in meeting you one more time in the magical world of numbers. I bring in with me, in my little baggage that comes along each week, I bring in astrology interpretations behind numbers. I bring in my luggage for you tarot card interpretations, ancient tarot card, or tarot, as some people say, potatoes, potatoes, whatever, that also align themselves with especially the numbers 1 through 78. And giving you astrology, giving you number code interpretations, bringing in tarot card interpretations adds dimension to an understanding of what the numbers that are flashing in front of your face day in, day out, gives them additional dimension. Numbers are different than numerals. What you write in your checkbook, what you write down on a daily basis as a digit, that's called a numeral. What I share with you each week is a number. A number interpretation is the abstract behind that numeral. The numeral is a code. It's what we humans, and in our particular alphabet, we have a certain way of writing numbers. If we went to other cultures, they would have perhaps a different way of interpreting numbers. But I mean, a five is a five is a five, no matter what language you write it in. And so each week I bundle up all this information with a specific topic that I want to share with you, with one goal in mind: to be as practical as possible, to give you insight as to the magic that comes into your life once you understand what the number codes mean. And you know, the numbers have no power. They are simply codes, like a stenographer shorthand. And these are very ancient codes, thousands of years old codes. And in our visit each week in the magical world of numbers, I use particularly what is called Western numerology, developed by Pythagoras, a very highly evolved master being, a good 2,600 years ago. And I particularly like to talk to you about his number code interpretations because they're more human, more attitudinal, more behavioral. They are not necessarily highly spiritual. That is a different system that I use when I do private readings for clients. I'm an esoteric numerologer, which is a little different. It's a specialty. Just as doctors have their specialties, I am an esoteric numerologer, which is my specialty in the numerology world. The word esoteric simply means that when I, using all the tools, astrology, tarot, my own intuitive and channeling abilities, as well as the ancient information, when I interpret for my clients the numbers that are appearing in their chart, and when I do a reading for them, four pages of numbers are in front of me, I look at you from the soul's perspective. Who are you as a soul in this lifetime? What is your journey? What are you here to do? What are your tools that you're bringing in here? What attitude adjustments are you expected to go through in this lifetime in order for you to spiritually grow? Another name for that is karma, my dear friends. Karma is not a punishment. Don't ever let anybody inflict upon you through the word of karma, bad boy, bad boy, bad girl, bad girl. It's not about that at all. There is no good or bad connected to it. It's all about reassessing maybe an attitude along certain issues and lines that really was not according to the universal laws of God in other lifetimes. And that's all about energy. And the numbers talk about energies. In a little while, I'm going to make an announcement that I'm very excited about, so that hopefully you and I can meet on a personal basis. Last week, I began talking to you about something that might be a little fun, not necessarily connected to your soul per se, but we started talking about your house numbers. If the fact is that the number codes are codes of energy, the energies exert an influence upon us, then it behooves us to have some understanding about the energies that are influenced in our residence, in our office, in our apartment, that number just happens to represent. Be sure you have pencil and paper, because I'm going to review for you the numbers 1 through 5, which we talked about last week, and you can hear when you listen to archives on BBS Radio. We're not going to review the entire 1 through 5 situation, but we are going to just capsulize some challenging situations and the overall general themes that each number of a house represents. And then if time allows, I'm going to move on to post office boxes. And I'm going to move on to telephones. Your telephone number. Yep. Your telephone number is very influential in your experience. Now, the name of your town, the name of your state, is also important to have some idea about. Not that it's a complicated formula in numerology to help you understand, well, am I in a town that's positive for me or a state that's positive for me? But when a person adds together the total number equivalence of the town they live in or the state that they live in order for you to do that, you would need to know the number that each letter has, which is too much to talk about on the radio. In addition to that, you would need to know the numbers that your life lesson adds to, that all your vowels add to, which is called your heart desire number, your soul number. That's a really important number to know what it means, because that tells me who you are as a soul coming into this lifetime. It represents what makes you happy, what it is that you love. And it also indicates not so much how you show yourself to other people, but who you really are. Now, how you show yourself to other people comes from your consonants in your birth name. And sometimes it can be a number, a meaning, a code that is totally opposite than who you really are in your soul. So when I do compatibility readings between couples or prospective couples, you know what I mean, one of the first things that I always calculate out are the vowels in each person's birth name. And why do I use the birth name? Because your birth name, by code, by number code that gets assigned every letter in that name, represents to me your memories from other incarnations that you have held now in your soul's memory bank, and you have brought forth in the subconscious, in the little computer chip of the soul, you have brought forth into this lifetime to bubble up over the course of a lifetime, bubble up from the subconscious to be used like tools in your toolbox. So your birth certificate name, and every soul names itself. You think Aunt Susie or Mama or Daddy named you? Your soul let them know the name that you wanted this time around, because it is your toolbox. So the consonants that are found in your birth certificate name tell me how you show yourself to other people. So I might have someone who in their vowel energy is a quiet, introspective, refined energy, like a 7. And yet how they show themselves to other people could be a 3 of an actor on the stage, a chatty Cathy, a talker. It's as almost as though they're working against their real self. And then the other core number, these are called your core numbers. It's the core of an apple, and how the apple, the meat of the apple, builds itself around the core of that apple. Well, there are 5 numbers that are calculated from your birth name and your month, day, and year of birth. That's why when people come to me for private readings, that's all I ask them. Just those 2 things. And just from those 2 things, I do 4 pages looking at you from this angle and that angle and something else. So when I add all the vowels and consonants together, I get your destiny, your purpose. Okay, fine, what am I supposed to do with all this? And then the final core number, which really kicks in from 40 years of age, give or take, all the way to the rest of your life, your maturity number, comes from adding all the other 4 together, the whole kit and caboodle together. Now, in order for you to have a clear understanding whether or not the town you live in, the state you live in, is compatible with who you are as a soul, all those other numbers would have to be calculated out first. And that's next to impossible to do on the radio in the magical world of numbers. But you can work it out all by yourself very easily from my workbook that is found on my website. It's called and was written especially for beginners. And through working through that workbook, you will be able to calculate out all the numbers that I use in my private readings. And you can order it right off my website. Oh, I didn't tell you the name of my website. ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. And it'll say workbook up there. Just click on that and check that out and order it right from the work or right from the website if you like. And while you're on that website, go to that homepage, and there is an explanation of Western numerology and what the numbers mean in general. It's very capsulized. And also in the left-hand corner is my little bits of numbers newsletters that I send out each month. You're welcome to just hit that contact button and say, Elizabeth, sign me up. It's free. And it's a 6-7-page newsletter that is all about astrology, numerology, channeling for any given month. I'm working on July. July is going to go out in a couple days. So you want to be sure you catch on the bandwagon for the month of July. Today we're going to kind of narrow it down to what we can talk about in our time together in the magical world of numbers, and that is your house number. The theory is that if numbers are codes, and the codes represent energy, then whatever that code or that number is attached to, it brings that energy with it. In Western numerology, the primary focus of coming up with numbers has to do with addition. Add everything, and you get a double number, and then eventually you add that, and you get a single number, and that's the single number, 1 through 9, that's found on my homepage that gives you some idea of what it means as an energy. There are a couple formulas that subtract, but addition is all you need. We are not doing logarithms here, folks. We are counting on our fingers and toes in order to do this. That's all you need. Although, when it comes to my classes and workshops, I do say to people, bring a simple calculator. You know, not one with 4,000 buttons on. 10 buttons is all you're going to need. And so let's add, I want you to write down just the numerals of your house number and add them all together. And you'll probably, not always, but you'll probably get a double number. And it is that single number that you eventually add everything to that we're going to talk about. Last week we talked about the house numbers 1 through 5. Now, before I begin this, some of us live in apartments. And so the same thing would apply to the number of your apartment, not the building number of your apartment. The building number of the apartment influences you, yes, but it also influences everybody who lives in that building. We want to zero in and narrow it down to you specifically. And so your apartment number gets added together if you don't live in a house. Maybe you're listening to me in an office, and your office has a number or a letter. You would need to know the number equivalent of that letter in order for this information to apply to you. And so let's briefly look at someone and the energy connected to someone who lives in a one house, and this would be for someone who's really independent. Now, if these characteristics of each of these houses is contradictory to who you are, you might have a little difficulty living in that house or apartment. It also might be providing you the opportunities that you need as a soul to learn that particular characteristic that that number represents. Metaphysical numerologers, as I am, would always tell you that you are wherever you are supposed to be at any given moment of time to learn as a soul what you are to learn in that given moment of time. And when that lesson from the soul's perspective, maybe not the ego perspective, maybe not from the intellectual perspective, but our soul has processed whatever needed to be learned there, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, our life begins to change. This house is too small. We need a bigger house. I want to move to an apartment. I am downsizing. There is a shift that begins to come into our lives attitudinally and therefore environmentally, which is simply an extension of the soul saying to you, we're done with this place. Now you're either going to catch the wind and start looking around and decide to move yourself on, or we're going to do it for you. Now, unfortunately for me, that's the way I had to be treated. Get a little stubborn streak. I don't like change a lot, and that's why change is my lesson to learn in this lifetime, to be fluid and flexible and change. And when I moved to Colorado, I was in a long-term 9-year transit that was connected to the number 5 of change. And I didn't want to change, especially my house. And within 8 years, I was forced to move from house to house to house 7 times in 8 years. I didn't want to, but whenever anyone is under the transit that I was under at that time, it is a time of accelerated growth. And you know, some of you listening out there are going through the very same thing. And just when you think you're settled down, all the boxes are unpacked or whatever, you get a transfer. Or something happens and you have to move on, move on, move on. That, from a metaphysical point of view, indicates that the soul is processing whatever the lesson is in that moment of time provided to you by that locale, that house, that situation, is processing very quickly. I call it a Maserati time in people's lives. I personally would have preferred a little moving along Volkswagen, you know what I mean? But in order for get me to move, every one of those times where I was renting houses, every one of those times, the landlord notified me he was selling the property. Now, what are the chances that 7 out of 7 times that landlord decided to sell the property? But my choice, stubborn Elizabeth, my choice had to be taken away from me in order to move me on, because I didn't want to do it. I was happy camper where I was, and my soul had a different purpose for me. So I share that with you. Just as you settle down, something else happens. Do not resist the turning of the earth, the I Ching teaches. Go with it. Your soul is moving you. You are moving to where your next lesson is, your next experience is, and once you on some level, consciously or subconsciously, and usually through emotional and physical experiences. Once you learn whatever it is, hello, pack your boxes, off you go again. Do not resist the turning of the earth. So in a one house, we're looking at someone who, you know, this one house is very independent, full of self-reliant people. Has a lot of determination and integrity and courage. This is the energy that fosters solo. This is not a partnership energy, folks. This is people doing their own thing. It is an excellent energy for an office or a house where there is self-employment. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. So the general characteristics of a one house have to do with courage and honesty and activity, my heavens, a lot of thinking activity particularly. It is an energy of new beginnings, of independence, of innovation, of leadership. Follow me, westward ho the wagons, is the energy of an environment connected to the number one. Now, that would apply if you are in an office. Let me help you out a little bit here with this, because I know you don't have all the number equivalent codes on you. So if you're in an office, that would be an office that's A, J, or S, as in Sam. Now, what if your house is a 2 house? This is a quiet house, a gentle house, a sensitive house. There's nothing aggressive and impatient allowed in this house. This is a non-combative, don't fight with me kind of environment. This is a peaceful environment in that house. It is very connected to marriage and partnerships. It is not a place for someone who wants to be alone. Nope. There's usually groups and partnerships and people coming in. And the challenge for this 2 house is about collecting things, all kinds. kinds of things. This is the house where you flip up the garage door, and you have to stand back because, as some of you older listeners will understand, it is like Fibber McGee's Closet, which was a marvelous old radio show that was a comedy. And every time Fibber McGee would open up his closet doors, which was one of the gags on the show, everything in the closet came tumbling out. And the audience would go into uproar. It's a radio show. So the number two is like Fibber McGee's Closet. The positive aspects in a number two house that need to be engendered and fostered are patience and cooperation and warmth and tact, people. Negotiate win-win situations, not my way or the highway. Pay attention to all kinds of details. Live in harmony and peacefulness. People who live in a two-house don't like to fight. And to that point, they sometimes can get walked all over like a doormat. No doormats. No victims. The number two, when it's out of balance, is the number of a victim. No victims. There are no victims. The number two is connected to the following letters. B, as in boy, K as in kiss, and T as in Thomas. Maybe that's your apartment number or your office, the apartment letter or your office letter. Now, you all know, if you've been listening to my shows, I love the number three. Number three is happy, happy, happy. It's a very positive number, full of enthusiasm, charisma, very charming, just full of abundant creativity. A lot of communication. It can be a place where there can be a lot of scattered energy, a lot of talking, a lot of noise, a lot of activity. Little hummingbirds equate to the number three. So if you can visualize a hummingbird and all that action, that's the number three house. Sometimes it can put people into overload, a little too enthusiastic, a little bit too much of this and that and the other thing. And so, you know, the key characteristics that a three house engenders is openness and optimism and happiness and radiance and really enjoying your life. It's a great party house. It's a frat house sometimes, folks. So you can see, if this is a house where someone wants to be in solitude, do not move to a three house. Whether you want it or not, it's going to be constant talking, constant energy of activity. The letter C is the number three is connected to the letter C, L, and U. Now on the total opposite end of the spectrum is a number four house energy. This is a house of stability and security. Not wanting to budge. Do not make me change. I put the furniture in this place and it's here 10 years later and the sofa is in the same place. That's a four vibration. It is an energy that's very down to earth and very practical. It is an energy where there is like a earthiness, metals and rocks and twigs and things along those lines, kind of like a Taurus sort of vibration, very earthy, if you will, but very stable, very secure. It's kind of a nice place for a family. It is an energy that gives, kind of wraps its arm around you and makes you feel safe, stable, and secure. It is connected to the letters D as in David, M as in Mary, and V as in Victor. And some of the keywords that are connected to the vibration of a four house are discipline and orderliness and hard work. These are hardworking people who live here. That is their comfort level. They have their little Archie Bunker chairs, and this is good enough. We're not extravagant in this house. We're kind of frugal and practical. So if that's your temperament number, your birthday number, or if that is your life purpose number, or if that is who you are in your soul from adding all your vows together, a four house would be just biffy doodle. Would work. Now the opposite of a four house is a five house. And here, if a person feels stuck in their lives, this is the house for you. This is an apartment or an office or a house that is one of activity and change and travel and sales and networking, constant hustle and bustle. It is a place that is totally open-minded, like a hub of activity. It's a gathering place for people of different ethnicity, different religions, different viewpoints, different attitudes. It is a house of enterprise, of where someone who is in marketing or advertising or publishing or broadcasting or radio, television, writing to be published, this is the place for them. It is high activity. In fact, the number five in tarot cards is the Hierophant, and she is a writer. And she is an inner teacher, and there is revelation. This is a mental energy that is really kind of hyperactive, like those little jumping beans that we used to have as kids. You know, I really think I show my age when I give you all these kind of symbols and metaphors. The letters connected to the number five are E, as in Elizabeth, N as in Nancy, and W as in William. Those are connected to the number five. So some of the key words and attitudes and behaviors that really need to be fostered in a five residence or office has to do with change, being fluid and flexible like bamboo. Be open to a lot of nonconformity. Think out of the box, if you will. There's lots of variety. Personal magnetism, a lot of happiness and gathering together. Friendliness goes on in a five. A lot of risk-taking. This energy will bring you opportunities to stick your neck out and take a risk. Before we begin our new information today with the house number six, I want to tell you that I'm coming to California in person to visit with you. I'm coming to Palm Springs, California, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And what's the girl going to do there? First of all, I have 2 days set aside for private readings. I'm also going to be teaching 2.5-hour workshops to you, helping you discover what is your purpose. Who are you in all your vowels and your consonants and your path of destiny and your maturity number? We are going to have a wonderful time. I've been teaching these workshops for 10 years, and everyone has such fun, but also very insightful, very practical. The workshops are at the Doral Desert Princess Resort in Palm Springs. There are 3 workshops. One's Friday night, one's Saturday night, and one is Sunday afternoon. So if you would love to come visit with me, bring your little 10-digit calculator and your pencils. All you need to do is call me. I have the tickets. Call me at 303-702-5420. Let me say that one more time. 303-702-5420. And if you didn't quite get that, it's on my website, ElizabethSummers.com. And my office hours generally are from 9 to 6, Colorado time, folks. In the mountains, calling from Denver, Colorado. And so I would love to visit with you. Now, tickets are limited. I do not teach to Yankee Stadium-sized groups. So if you would like to come visit with me, Make it a great weekend. Stay at the Doral. Bring your friends. I guarantee you, you will have an enjoyable weekend. The number six house is all about love. Not to say that love is not in the other houses, but the number six is the energy of the Lover's card in tarot cards. It's the energy of Venus, of love, of pretty things, of happiness. It is the energy of relationships, and this is just the best number of a house for a family. For someone who's very interested in family life, and all that kind of domestic Martha Stewart sort of cooking and artwork and teaching, this is an excellent house for homeschooling. If you are in a business that is service-oriented, counselor, doctor, teacher, lawyer, this is a good number to have as part of your office or your home environment, wherever the business is. Some people work out of their home, so that for it to be an appropriate number for an occupation, the business would have to be in the home that is carrying this number or in your office. So, in a sixth house, it is wonderful for family interest, and it's a great house for raising children and pets and animals and having all those family traditions, if you will, that are really kind of classic to this number. There's also an artistic sort of undercurrent that goes with this. A sixth house brings in money and good things, cooking, comfort, the good life, humanitarianism, fireplaces, fragrances, candlelight. This is just a little yum, yum, yo, yo vibration to have in your house as your house number or your apartment number. In a six, there's a lot of giving and nurturing that really, however, needs to stay balanced, because sometimes we have parents in a six house that do everything for the children, and totally disregard taking care of themselves. That's a big challenge that I see in a lot of people's charts. They are ingrained to be caretakers and neglect taking care of themselves. And so the key characteristics that do need to be fostered in a sixth house has to do with children, love, nurturing, kind of, you know, developing that nesting, influencing, making things pretty. This is a house where cookies and cakes and, you know, refrigerators that have all of the artwork for years plastered on the front. Wonderful for a home-based business that is particularly service-oriented. And I did tell you that it's a great place for homeschooling. Maybe you want to have private little classes that you want to teach. Perfect place for that. The letters connected to the number six are F as in Frank, O as in Oprah, and X as in Xavier. I always say Xavier because I can't think of that many X anythings except xylophone, maybe. And that sounds like a Z, doesn't it? The number seven is the I want to be alone house. Don't bug me. Leave me alone. I need peace and quiet house. So if you are parents who have 4, 5, 6, 7 children, this is not the house number for you, because it carries the energy of being alone and you're never going to be alone. This is the perfect number for a retreat house, for a place where there is research. It kind of has a library, a quietness, a stillness connected to a library that is pervasive in a seven house. It is a place to rest, to recuperate, either emotionally, psychologically, physically. It is a place to think, like a monastery. It is a place to do a lot of inner work. It's a perfect place for research. So if you are researching for a book or a project or your thesis or your doctorate, go someplace that has the number 7 connected to it. The number 7 is also very supportive of writing because you receive in the quietness connected to the number 7 environment. You receive inspiration that comes from the spirit world that then has you quiet enough to pick it up. And then you are able to write your ideas that you pick up. It's marvelous for research. It is an excellent vibration for dreams, intuition, telepathic communication, spiritual development, metaphysical studies. And so you can see it's a wonderful place for a retreat house where you may be bringing people who want to learn about themselves through interacting with God, with their God force within them. This is the perfect place for recuperation. It is not the perfect place if you are interested in material wealth. It is not the perfect place if you are interested in advancement in the business world. This is a spiritual place. It might make partnerships, marriage, roommates, a little tough, folks, because this number 7 vibration is that of alone. It's a place to go where you want to be alone. This is not a frat house. There's very little entertaining goes on. There's solitude here. The key aspects of the number 7 environment has to do with inner development, your inner life, your spiritual life. It's a place to rest, to recuperate, either physically, emotionally, psychologically. Interestingly enough, in people's charts and in their lives in general, I can see where people are going to go possibly to jail, to go to prison. Their soul purposely puts them in isolation. Why? In order for them, in that quietness, in that isolation, to have time to think and get in touch with their inner higher selves, and how many people indicate that they have found God in prison, in jail. And that's what it took to slow that person down, for them to get a grip and to get in touch and get reoriented in their lives. Now, the number 8 house is total opposite. The number 8 house has the 4s in it, 2 4s, so it has everything about a 4 going on here. Oh, I didn't tell you what's connected. I heard someone jump in there telepathically about the number 7, the letters. I heard you. The number 7 is connected to the letter G as in girl, P as in Paul, Y as in yes indeedy. The number 8 has to do with the material side of life. Money, property, real estate, organization. If you are in a house or a business that has the number 8 code connected to it, and the letters connected to the number 8 are H, Q, and Z, as in zebra, that's a good place for a bank. That's a good number for anything connected to financial institutions, mortgages, real estate, money, property, real estate. You may have an organizational type of business where you go in and help manage. The key word is manage businesses. This is good. The number eight is about management. It is about discipline. It's ruled by the energy of Saturn. And Saturn is the disciplinarian in the universe. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and they don't have problems with us, but some of us fire signs. Saturn has a tendency to put our fires out through disciplining us. This is a good problem-solving place because it's mechanical. It's mathematical. It is A to B, B to C, C to D. So it'd be kind of a good place for engineering. If you have someone, and probably the furniture arrangement in that house, everything would be jammed up against the wall. I can tell as soon as I walk into a house, or an apartment, or an office, but mostly residential, the kind of energies in personalities that live there. And the numbers 2, 4, and 8, temperaments and personalities, are lineal, and they have a tendency to square everything off. Put it up against the wall. Back it in a corner. Does that apply to you? This is an environment that is excellent for good judgment, for decisiveness. It's the strength card in tarot cards that says, be strong. Stay in your own power. Now, sometimes people have power issues. And there, I have power issues that says, in this environment, I will learn to take my power back from situations, especially emotional situations. You know, this is not exactly a little domestic environment. This is not cookies and candlelight and fresh flowers sort of environment. It's not a domestic home. It's kind of a business activity energy, the number eight. People of authority and business minds and interested in money and success, they're the ones that are attracted to an eight house. So think money, think power, think success. These are the trademarks of the number eight. They will find, either through losing money or learning of an abundance of money that is a spiritual factor, they will, and people who live in this environment certainly can reach their spiritual beliefs through any kind of material achievement. They can achieve materially and then look at it and say, thank you, God. Hopefully, that's what they will do, because the number eight, when they do not do that, number eight says, well, then we're just going to take it all away from you in order for you to learn gratitude and thank you, God, and then we'll see how grateful you are. But always remember, folks, if you did it once, you can do it twice. The missing factor is gratefulness. This eight home can bring big expenses, big utility bills. Sometimes people build these mansions to themselves and it has an eight marker, but the cost, the mortgage, the taxes are ridiculous. So the eight can really cost you a chunk of change. If you're not careful, money can come in the front door and go zippity-doo-dawn like a straight line. In feng shui, it's called a char. It can go straight out the windows and the back door, and you won't even know what hit you. Financial management, real important in an eight environment. So, the key words for the number eight have to do with authority and leadership, good judgment, achieving, yeah, we can really do some great stuff in an eight environment, requires sound money management, and all of that, by your becoming an authority, you can move into then material prosperity, the number eight. And finally, we come to a nine environment. The number nine going just by the number 9, which is connected to the letters I and R as in Robert. I as in Iliad, R as in Robert. The number 9 house is a house of compassion, of tolerance, of humanitarianism. There's no prejudice there. There's no race issues there. It is an energy that brings philanthropy, helping other people, seeing beyond limitations and oppression. It is an environment of broad-minded thinkers and people and progressive, open-minded people who really find their rewards in service to humanity at large, not just the family, not just to themselves, the humanity at large. This is a marvelous vibration where there is humanitarianism, like halfway houses and places where people have that attitude of teaching. The number 9 has to do with teaching. It also has to do with medicine. So it would be a good place for the law, for a courthouse, for medicine, if you will. It is a place where there needs to be a great deal of understanding, however. The number 9 has to do with inner wisdom. So under a 9 environment, intuition and dreams and spiritual pursuits absolutely are on the table, as well as drama and studying philosophy and studying metaphysical teachings and getting involved in the arts and theater and politics. It's that kind of a vibration. It's not the best place for marriage, unless, you know, the temperaments are just right, because there can be very intense feelings that rule a 9 house, and the key phrase is intense feelings, and they can go to an extreme. The number 9 house unleashes, like opening the door to a corral full of stallions and wild horses. A number 9 house can open the gate and let all of that unleashed, unbridled energy flail. And then the number 9, which is the energy of Mars in tarot card, in astrology, that is the god of war, breaks loose. It is a very powerful house or environment to exist in. It has powerful feelings, powerful lessons that are learned. It's not for everybody, folks. And usually people do not stay in a 9 environment long term. Fast processing occurs in a 9 environment. The person has to learn selflessness. There will be a lot of completions and endings, which can include relationships, occur in a 9 environment. It is an energy of philanthropy and wisdom and tolerance and the arts and passionate feelings. Good fortune, though, if we can get all that in balance and throw in a little tad of international intrigue, business dealings, people from different races, ethnics, nationalities, all can come together under a 9 environment. Now, your post office box numbers will represent, when you add them all together, and I've given you the letter equivalents, will represent what I've already gone through for each of the houses. When it comes to your telephone, the most important numbers are the last 4 numbers of your telephone. You do not add in the first 3 exchange, like 303, 702, whatever. Many numerologers will say add all of the 7 digits together and get that final number, and you can see on my homepage on ElizabethSummers.com what each of those numbers represents. But for you personally, the last 4 digits of your telephone number are the ones that are the most important vibrations for you to know about. So when the time comes for you to pick your phone number, and you can do this sometimes as a pay, have to pay a little bit, ask the phone people what numbers are available and then go rummaging through all of them, and especially the last 4, and see which ones suits your life where it is in that moment of time. I would love to have you visit with me in Palm Springs, California, August 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Doral Desert Princess Resort for my workshops. You and I will learn a lot about each other. And feel free to go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Send me an email, sign up for my newsletter, and I would love and be honored to do a private reading for you. Always remember that all is in divine order, that you and God are one. And until next time we meet, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.